Pompeii, The Life of a Roman Town by Mary Beard.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. Life Interrupted. In the early hours of the 25th of August, 79 CE, the rain of pumice falling on Pompeii was easing off. It seemed a good moment to leave the city and make a bid for safety. A struggling group of more than 20 fugitives, who had been taking shelter within the walls while the dreadful downpour had been at its worst, took a chance on one of the eastern gates of the city, hoping to find a way out of range of the volcanic bombardment. A few others had tried this route some hours before. One couple had fled, carrying just a small key. They presumably hoped one day to return to whatever it locked—house, apartment, chest, or strongbox—and a single bronze lamp. This can hardly have made much impact against the darkness of the night and the clouds of debris, but it was an expensive and fashionable object, moulded in the shape of a black African head— a hint of the, to us, disconcerting forms of ingenuity we shall often come across in Pompeii. The pair didn't make it. Overwhelmed by the pumice, they were found in 1907 where they had fallen, next to one of the grand tombs which lined this road, like others, out of the city. They collapsed, in fact, next to the lavish memorial to a woman who had died perhaps 50 years before, Aesquilia Polla, the wife of Numerius Herennius Celsus. Just 22 years old, as we can still read on the stone, she must have been less than half the age of her rich husband.